Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Chris Jensen. She is with the USU Extension Office in Emery County. She's part of the Family Services and 4-H and all of that combined. And it's turkey time, right? Chris, you've been getting some turkey phone calls from what I understand, right?
That's true. Everybody's worried about their turkey, whether it's going to get thawed enough or if it's going to be cooked enough for Thanksgiving Day. So, yep, we're getting calls.
There are certainly, you know, parameters and things like that that you have to adhere to when you're defrosting turkeys and even when you're going out to buy a turkey. Now, how many people have called you and said, hey, I'm going to have 7 to 10 people at my house. How big a turkey do I need?
A lot have called about that, but they mostly are calling about, can we meet together, you know, with the COVID, and then they're looking for small turkeys. They don't want the great big turkeys this year because they aren't meeting as families, and so they're looking for, how do I cook my small turkey? I've always cooked a 20 or 30 pounder, so yeah, it's been interesting to see hear people's comments of what they can do. Turkeys are available. They're all in most of the grocery stores that I've been. Have all got turkeys. The big thing is to keep them safe. Today's the day to start thawing out your turkeys if they're very big.
Right, and that's what's the rule of thumb, we'll call it, as far as thawing out a turkey?
You always thaw it in a refrigerator. Don't thaw it out in your garage or in your back of your car or any place like that. Always thaw it in a refrigerator where the temperature is constant. Start today if you have a large bird. You can start Monday if it's a smaller 4 to 11 pound turkey. And then that way it'll be all thawed, ready for Thanksgiving Day for you to cook it. And you can get everything out of the inside, all the giblets out, and you can cook it just fine with no problems.
Now, I'm going to throw a question out there to you because I've heard of this technique, and I don't know if it's okay or how safe it is, but putting it in your sink with water, as long as you change that water out, is that okay as well, or would you kind of caution against that?
No, you can do that. That's called the water method or the cold water method of defrosting your turkey. What you want to do is put it in a clean sink, leave it wrapped up like it's when you bought it from the store, and then every 30 minutes you need to change that cold water. And then, you know, drain the water out, then add new water to it and let it sit for 30 minutes. And it's about, oh, it takes at least 30, I have to look it up here for a minute. I wrote an article on it, you think I'd remember. Allow a half an hour thaw time for each pound of meat. So if you've got a 20-pound turkey, it's going to take you 10 hours to thaw it, the cold water method. You don't need to put it in the bathtub. You can put it in the bathtub. Don't leave it outside. Again, a lot of people want to do it really quick. You can thaw, you know, don't thaw it that way. Always thaw it in a cold, either cold water or in the refrigerator.
The refrigerator. And the refrigerator is probably the best method to use, correct?
It is if it's going to take several days, yes.
Okay. So we've got our bird, we've got it thawed out, and now we're going to get ready to prep that bird and to cook it. What are some of the best ways, as far as I know, a lot of people have like different opinions with the way they do their stuffings and as far as what temperature to cook the turkey at, how long, what are some of the best methods for use as far as that goes?
A turkey has to be cooked to 165 degrees Fahrenheit, so you want to make sure that your bird gets to those, and you'll measure that temperature using a meat thermometer, and you'll want it in the thickest part of the meat, so probably in the thigh or in the breast portion. If you stuff your turkey, they don't recommend stuffing turkeys anymore. They recommend that you cook your stuffing or dressing, whatever you call it, separately in a separate dish. Because it has to reach also 165 degrees if you have stuffed your bird. And so to get that 165 to the internal temperature of that stuffing sometimes overcooks the outside meat of your bird, and sometimes it can be a little tough. So it's recommended that you don't stuff your birds anymore. But if you do, keep the ingredients separate, and just before you stuff it, you mix your wet ingredients with your dry ingredients and then stuff the bird. But you still have to have it to 165 degrees in the inside of that turkey.
The other thing that I've heard, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong on this one as well, some people will put stuffing in like a cheesecloth or something and cook it in the bird to give the flavor of that stuffing to the bird, and then just pull that cheesecloth out and throw it away. Is that acceptable? Is that okay? Or is that something we want to stay away from as well?
Well, if you're going to not eat the stuffing, that's fine. You can still do it that way, and you're going to dispose of the stuffing and not eat it, you're fine as long as it's... But the bird itself has to reach 165 degrees, and if you're going to eat the stuffing, then you must have it 165 degrees as well.
And the best course of action for that, once again, is to cook your stuffing separate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people really want to have it inside because of that flavor. But you can use turkey broth or something like that that will give it to you. But just be really safe. Cooking any kind of meat, you want to be very, very careful, especially poultry.
All right. We're talking turkey with Chris Jensen from the USU Extension Office, in Emory County. Have we touched base with everything? Are we hitting all of our bases when it comes to food safety and a turkey?
I think so. Just be really careful. Cook your bird to the right temperature. Thaw it out. If you don't have your bird totally thawed, you can partially cook it and then remove that paper, the giblets that come inside the turkey, and you have to take it out. It's a little bit messy because you have to take it out and take those things out after it's thawed. But it's okay. You know, the paper is food safe. If you happen to forget to remove that, it's food safe. You're okay to eat, the turkey and that. But try to remove all the giblets. That's why you want it thawed. And then watch your time and temperatures. Now, if it has a pop-up, sometimes those pop-ups aren't really accurate, so you do want to test the temperature.
Right, because sometimes they just won't, and sometimes they work, and sometimes they just won't even pop, and your turkey's done.
That's right.
I've ran into that a couple of times. All right, Chris Jensen, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today, keeping us safe when we're talking turkey.
Yep. Just give us a call if you have any troubles, or we're always here. We'll be here until Wednesday, so give us a call.
All right. What's the number over there at the extension office?
It's 381-3539.
Okay. That is Chris Jensen with the USU Extension talking turkey. Now, for more information on interviews just like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.